does not require.
I have, we're here saying don't do it, and some saying do it. I mean, it's the problem.
We're hearing from both.
Okay. Are we recording and off the web?
Right.
Thank you.
Just want to let you know what I've heard from some people is they're tired of the east-west mentality. They want us to get away from the hard.
That's why I did District 1, District 2.
I love it that you did District 1 and District 2, because that's legally how it is.
I went for you just a while ago. I went for you just a while ago.
You didn't do a very good job.
She didn't work on that. I just said that out loud.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I'm not recording.
Well, here's the
dilemma.
Yeah.
But I know the flip side of that is the people in the East are different than the people in the West.
Here's the dilemma. This is why their current is a problem, and this is why their current is a problem, and that's why they're coming.
But we have two presiding commissioners, and neither one of them are from either one of those two cities. Chuck didn't live in the city limits, and he moved to, what, Taneyville? And you've been in Forsyth forever.
I understand.
So, I understand
that. That's what they see. Then the money's going to be spent on the area.
It's already a.
I believe it.
You want to form your own county.
I think you're the same thing over here.
These elected officials aren't talking about it. I said, I can't be parking now.
Well, I like living out here in the country. You live in the country a lot.
Well, here, let's have everybody move over here then.
No, don't
we'll
do
reestablish
that.
Country over here.
Well, you're done with. That's why I live over there.
I'll just tell you, I'm going to make an adjustment on this here than I am this.
But let me tell you where I'm sitting. I'm sitting in between this one and this one.
What is this?
There's really no reason except the tips down. But
these are almost the same.
Right. And I'm indifferent on that. I don't know.
Why are the squiggly lines here and the straight lines here? Are these on township boundaries? This is a creek or something? What? How did we arrive at this? Or is that a road?
This particular one will be defined by... the lines are actually defined by blocks. The census blocks. For it to get the count of people.
Okay.
So there's like a block here, there's a little block here.
Which is going to make it easier for the county clerk to designate what the districts
are. That would be a good question for Donna.
Roads are my issue.
Yeah.
Like right now we have several parcels that go right through the middle of people's property.
Is that creek right here? She went down this creek.
And you see the census blocks go down, follow a road or a creek.
Okay.
Or
that's what it looks like. It looks like it's this creek line here. Somewhere around here. Something like that.
You have to understand that if your neighbor is in, then they want to know how come they're not in that district.
That happens everywhere.
So, but if we've got a road splitting them or a creek, that makes sense.
This is more census blocks. That is more creek bed.
The thing that is the easiest to do, maybe not the most popular, is this. It would be the easiest other county clerk to by far and away. Well, it's true.
It is true.
There would be, and I like the fact that this recording is too, rather than east or west. But that used to be a line that was somewhere here. That's the reason it was east west.
Oh, it's
not. It's Kirbyville. No,
it's Deering.
Is that going to put you in? Or are you still going to be in the east all
now? Oh, yeah. I mean, you're over here, so that's your job right in.
Well, yeah. In this one, he would still be.
There,
yeah, if you considered east
or
west on this one, south.
Or 1 and 2, which is, we have 1 and 2 on our nameplates. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Legally, that's what they're supposed
right.
to
be.
Yeah, that's what I never knew that until just recently, because everybody always said eastern and western all the time.
But even if we draw this, I honestly believe you need to draw lines that are different than this. If we're going to separate, who's going to oversee, for example, the roads in that area, or anything else? So it might be here, or it might be here. I mean, we can do that, however. But if you have two separate road districts, they don't have to, barns, I mean, they don't have to match the
no,
commissioner lines.
They shouldn't, not with that drawing there, especially. Doesn't Branson maintain most of the roads?
In Branson.
That's what I'm saying, in Branson. So we wouldn't need as many people.
But unfortunately, we have a lot of county roads. There's
not much of a problem with that. I mean, I don't say that that's an issue. I was wondering about this adjustment that you thought would be made here. Versus here, this is the railroad track here, right?
Yeah, that's not 65, is it?
That probably runs Turkey Creek more so, but the railroad track runs right along pretty much like that side. But the blocks are defined by Turkey Creek.
I guess anyone would go because Branson and Holland's just going to grow faster than anywhere else in the county. So it doesn't matter which map we go with.
I look at the interest.
They're going to grow much faster.
These people have this interest the same as, you know.
And they're
big. Yes.
What?
Oh, I thought
I was just trying to report the laser report sheet. They're saying, trying to get the audio.
That's the place. Truth, but I didn't say that.
No, I know it is.
Okay, so it is purposely off the air then?
I wouldn't say that. I
wouldn't
say
well,
yes.
I wouldn't say that.
You would say yes, they are off the air.
Okay. Wait until they hear the motion that would not be on the air beginning January 1st. You're not going to be happy with that one, are they?
I don't know if I would be happy with that one.
I was going to say, it was the commission that put us on there.
Well, so far the vote's 1-1.
So Daniel will be the tiebreaker.
I love that position.
That's, I mean, this is 99% to accommodate the press.
I don't know if I listened to it. We didn't have
our meetings on Monday to accommodate the press.
Right.
The Monday meeting is press related. The internet was not press related.
You'll have a lot more elected
broadcast
officials
event,
in here.
It helps the radio. It helps any paper that's not here.
You'll have more elected officials in here.
Hmm?
You'll have more elected officials in here. Because I can sit at my desk and work and listen to it. And when I hear you talking about something I need to be in here for,
which one is you looking at, Jim?
Well, I'm torn between these two. I'll just be honest.
Speak to them.
I mean, I've heard from feedback here. I've heard feedback on this one.
And tell them if it's okay during the rest of the week.
That's right. What you do is it's been like, I mean, I've had people call me, and it's nothing to do with. It's just somebody that supported me, that said, don't you move me out of here. Don't do this, don't do that, you know.
I'm sure you get all that.
I mean, I've heard feedback that says, I wish someone from the West would take into consideration the rural parts of the county. Well, right now I don't have to. I mean, to be honest, my representation is. So I've heard that feedback.
How would that make them considered in the other part of the county? from their perspective.
Well, because if
only during election time.
Exactly.
That's the only time they would have any consideration. Some people.
So we could elect somebody from Pro Tem and somebody from Taneyville, and have all the control in the East.
Well, you could do that if you could add those votes up to equal what's over here and over here. That's not going to happen. I mean, realistically.
They did it for you, kiddo. That's what I keep.
Well, presiding commissioner obviously is counted by. And to the best of my knowledge, in the history of Taney County, there's never been a presiding commissioner or presiding judge elected from anywhere west of.
One time.
Too far west of Kirbyville.
One time. Henry.
No, he was commissioner from district number one.
But he, where he was, where he lived, didn't correspond with this area. That's the reason that
no, he was elected from the western side, Branson resident.
Mm-hmm. But that's still my town that I know of.
He wasn't elected presiding commissioner.
Wasn't he?
No. No. Johnny Glenn was presiding commissioner when Penrod was here. Penrod, John Harmon, and Johnny Glenn.
You're right.
Johnny Glenn was the treasurer. Penrod was one term.
And
he was a good commissioner, by the way. Penrod was a good commissioner.
So traditionally, you've had two people from the eastern side of the county as commissioners, is what you're saying.
Well, if you consider Kirbyville eastern side.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Geographically, it's not, but.
Yeah, it didn't used to be.
He used to be in the western side?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
The Kirbyville, the line actually went in my yard.
Yes.
I got a sectional line that comes through.
Where did Red Dunham live? Oh, he was in Branson, no way. Finest Keys.
Work one up for me.
Sure. Be glad to.
Including back over to getting this back into the.
You want B Creek?
Yeah.
Back in.
Yeah.
What would you take out to replace it?
I wouldn't have to, because District 2 is overpopulated by that many people already.
I thought it was closer than that. I thought it was within 25.
400 some people.
How many people are on Big Creek? Yeah.
270 houses.
Patsy, I thought the map that was there was within 25 people. The little one I have upstairs in.
This one is 25,600, 26,000, so it's about 400, 370 difference.
There's something different then on that line.
I think part of it had to do down here at Kirbyville, or I mean Hollister. To get the. Because of the population.
You know, I actually might have that here.
I have the mass downstairs.
Oh, I gave it to you.
Yeah, how did you get it? That's the one I was telling you about. The way it goes through the street. I got a
hole in it. And there's quite a few people that you live in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only way that you could, if you pick up those people, the only rational thing I would think to do would be to lose people in the north, and you're going to have to take a huge chunk of geography out, because you've got the natural boundary line there of, is it the railroad?
Turkey.
It's Turkey Creek?
The railroad pretty much follows the right along with
it. All the way to the county line?
Down to the bottom.
Yeah, the railroad.
Really?
Railroad.
No, I meant Turkey Creek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
What plan is that real quick?
Plan 2. I'm just looking from these two.
You like this one better than the one that's under it?
Some kind of a line.
Right.
That's the challenge. You know, what's this creek right here?
She'll do the magic over there.
What's the creek that runs east-west? Maybe it's just a branch. Churches let me know, by the way, that they were interested in polling places.
Oh, really? Which ones?
Mullet Shade.
The little one?
The newer one.
Okay, so.
Little, I guess it's. I have the one I used to use.
I just created one in Mullet Shade.
Okay, this place. Here particular block, this here is going to be the creeks right here. So that particular block is. Maybe 1600. So, are you going to take in just taking the creek?
Oh, wait a minute. It's 16 plus these numbers,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you're looking.
This
at
block right here is.
It's a lot of people.
That's how much?
1600 under 3.
Yeah.
Well, plus another 75, another 200, is like 300.
1600 in the Big Creek area?
Well, this one particular.
It's more than Big Creek, it's the whole.
Yes, the whole. We can break it down, but just to get some numbers, you know, real rough, but just go by the blocks to give you
right.
An accurate number.
Wow. But that stretches all the way over. Why are these little blocks?
Those are blocks. That's what.
So that's where people live.
Yeah, and just the way they broke up whatever entities requested to have that done.
Yeah. But
which is, I understand, pretty much
I'm
local
looking at total
entities
representation
that do
that. Of
like cities or whatever within the county.
Different. What you have is tourist oriented and rural oriented.
On the top, yeah, tourist. Yeah, Rockland Beach.
This is
Hollister is not really tourist.
District 2 is 20.
They're more business. I don't consider them. I actually think people from Hollister are more like the Eastman people than Branson ever would be. Their mentality is different. They want more year-round jobs. I don't know. They just seem different to me.
You've also got this is Forsyth. The aim is to keep them in the same.
This combination is never.
That's tough.
Never going to be. Won't be together. I mean, they're two cities that are constantly in a battle with each other.
That splits Rockaway and Marion Wood. No, it doesn't. This is the Bensonville Lake. Okay. Is that the same over here? Yeah, basically. Wow. This is a pain in the Kamchatka.
Are we still in here?
Listen, mine is red. It's in on the microphones out hallway.
You're saying on your computer?
On my computer.
Oh.
So
she says on her computer.
Well, Jillian just came down and said we weren't.
Oh. just getting texts.
She was in her office.
I'm getting texts from people saying what happened, so.
It's red. It's not on. The front page is red, but if you already had the additional screen pulled up, because I just went back
and checked. Well,
turn it back on.
He said on.
Oh, he wasn't mine.
Turn back on. Just for clarification to those people who have been listening or not been listening, we moved out to look at maps for redistricting lines, so we got those maps circulated, but we've been getting some texts and people asking why you can't hear us. Well, you're probably going to continue not hearing us for a while. We're going to continue working out here around these maps, just chatting.
That's over the other side of that's in there's Reinhardt Road. So I don't know what that looks like.
There's
that
a ravine down through there.
There's what?
A ravine down.
That's what I was thinking. If that was the boundary, that would catch.
If you wanted to do.
Show more currently or less? I can look over there, I'm sorry.
It's less. So you could afford it. You could be
can it over, can it come up here? It's how many? What's the difference?
300. You would do, it's 600 difference, so these you go minus 300 off of them. So
if I came straight up, would that do it right here?
That should be about 300 homes in there, I think.
I think it's going to be too many to go over and then out.
How far over? Here's the about how far over are you looking? Mike, okay, right here we got a block with 90 in, so.
What is it? Is this the current line right here, all the way up to here?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. So yeah, this is the indentation here.
Right now, this is the current. This here is this current.
What if you take this entire block? It's going to be way too many. Well,
thank you.
Well,
thank
well,
you.
One, two,
well, no, this is right now.
What did you just change?
I just selected that, and it's going to show it right now.
You the block here?
Mm-hmm.
That's up here. Mm-hmm. Part of about halfway, right?
It's actually going right through here.
That'd be all right. How many is it? How many you guessing?
No, wait a minute. Is this the line here that goes out to here?
Yes.
Then it wouldn't be all the way over here. It would be in here somewhere.
But I did include, right for now, I didn't include this particular block because you've got 90 here right now.
So the line is still here.
Right.
But it only comes...
But go this here, straight if you... Whoops.
Wouldn't
if you just to add... These in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, all okay. This here.
Yeah.
I see.
If you were to add that in.
That brings it to what? 18,
17? Dave Woolery wants to know if they can, he can meet with us individually before the 2 o'clock meeting. And I, Dave Woolery does. What should I tell him? I said I can do it before the 2 o'clock.
Person would meet.
Well, he's setting up over there, so over there.
Set.
What?
It's a TCAT?
Yeah, I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's a TCAT.
It is.
TCAT.
Okay, this is the number now. By putting these here, I need to get that. Let me get that one real quick because there is three people there. And this will give you your number. Right now. Oops, did I get some of the name? District 1920-5813, and this is 25-852.
It's 29 difference. Look at this, Jim. On this one, if she goes
difference
here,
in numbers between the two districts,
it puts them within 29.
And where's Bee Creek at?
Same.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Do you want me to do
it? Need to find 1,600 people to day off somewhere else, but.
Have you seen how many people in Hollister's Leo?
No.
What are the current lines? The current lines have that in. That's right.
I mean, it's
just
quite.
Or what our objective is to move people from this district to this district.
Right.
If we're still this side, this side.
Well, and that
has to happen somewhere, whether it's there or it's down here.
Right.
The city of Branson over here, but that I think could be.
You know about that?
There's no longer square.
She's going to check it, Earl, where you were. If there's, say, 8,000 voters within the city of Hollister, then there's 14,000 over here. So there's more voters here than there is in there.
Well, if we're trying to narrow this down, how receptive are you two to that map over there at all? Because if I'm conceptually outvoted on that version, then we need to spend time
no,
here.
No, I think we should consider it. I'm not tied to anything, Jim. I'm just...
No, I understand. So I guess what we're trying to do is narrow it down to just the two would be a great thing to narrow it down to. I just...
Can crunch some map numbers here and give you guys later.
Well, give him a couple options here because he's interested in retaining this, but to do that, he's going to have to lose somewhere else. If this is the one that we lean towards, this, what you have done there, be nice to look at that also, just as an option. Because what you did is pick up here, and here.
Well, actually, I think it's just...
Right there, Dave.
If you can just email us on PDFs, and then we can blow them up and look at them and...
I'll be glad to.
Now, I have one you're not going to like, because you mentioned that before. We could split either this city or this city.
Right.
We can split a city.
Sure.
So that you shouldn't.
In the county, I understand, in the county commission districts. Part of the city's in one commission district. That's
it makes your balance a nightmare.
All over the state.
I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying it makes your balance
I agree.
A nightmare.
But I'm looking at how to balance not just population and not just geographically, but urban-rural thinking, if you will. But part with part and part with part.
You smell food?
You hung your son?
Popcorn.
Yeah, I was just responding to an email that I got from Mr. Woolery.
Jim's first question was, do you want to save these two, or do you want to save more than
okay,
two?
To put this in.
Like this one? I thought we'd set those aside.
I'm basically interested in that.
Okay.
I just want your suggestion.
I'm trying to appease or justify the big green deal up through there. If we take off here, take this notch.
So, I just want to see suggestions.
Here, and add that. I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah, but that won't make it up.
Huh? It don't have to necessarily make it up, because we're not going to be... We've got two different numbers. We keep trying to match, making up differences whenever we've already got two different numbers to start off with. You see what I'm saying? I'm not looking at that as much. I'm looking... And the way I understood it, you know, we talked about this, and what's legal for us to do is when it comes to state representation and from the Senate and rep deals and all that, they are limited on their numbers, how they can have their numbers. County commission districts aren't.
Well, they're not so closely defined.
That's what I mean.
But we do have some limits in population, don't we?
Are you talking about how many can be in each district?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can be sued. That was one of the things I read in the article that came out, was that you can be sued for not representing your county.
I just wanted some direction.
Yeah. It's hard.
This is hard.
Okay,
not a problem. What did you think of here on this, Jim? How was you going
to go? She's going to have to start looking at some on the census block and see how she can break it down. It's real hard. It's hard to see this.
If you decided, and I'm not sure, I think that possibly this interest is the same. But what I'm thinking is, if we have to come across here to make up this difference,
right,
well, then that's what we do. We come
but
across
she's
here.
And she's going to play two or three options and see what I can come up with.
What precinct did you establish, Donna?
I mean, for me,
Wallace Shane?
If I was to narrow it down, I'm narrowing it down to this.
Where's it going to be?
And this. And take this one out.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just the top
one. You come right up here
the
from
these are identical. It's right. Not like this is a long stop anyway, but these are very similar. But a creek would be a lot easier.
You mean the one across from the F-I-1?
Yeah.
I don't like that business.
Creek beds are a little easier, but these are the ones we need to look at. Right there at that bottom.
Oh, I know where.
You slide off in the center.
Yes, I know where it is.
Okay. You come on up and
I know where that church is.
And then right there.
Yeah. And that would not be, I mean, that's right next to Marion Woods, so that wouldn't take Marion Woods.
No, Marion Woods still has their own polling place. But it did what I ended up doing.
But it would bring people from up north. And they got to come down to.
It's got people north, it's got people south, it's got people over here. But I had to relieve
Branson. Yeah. Redundant. To a certain point from there, that goes from Fields over here.
Yeah.
And this one I didn't like. Just
it's reduced Branson down to about three.
Yeah, I didn't like these.
We got people in Hannibal that lives outside the incorporated area that should switch. No, I don't care for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, we have a meeting to make over in Branson, Hollister, excuse me. And
is that at Hollister TCAN?
Yes, that's what it shows on mine. Hollister TCAN.
We should not adjourn for the day, should we? We're still going to be.
And then
I think that we should stand in recess until Monday.
Oh, recess until Monday? Adjourn until Monday?
Well, we're going to be in a meeting. Oh, at 2 o'clock. Recess until 2, in which case we're going to be meeting at Tandy County Ambulance District.
Right.
We'll adjourn following that meeting.
And you're going to have to take those minutes and give them to
us. She,
right, you got the last one.
Yeah.
I brought it to you, right? Okay.